Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, callers. We are back and live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam and Jay Tree. Hello, Jay Tree. Welcome back to tonight's show.
Good evening, everybody. It's so good to be back. I did have my first show on Wednesday night. For those of you that tuned in, thank you very much. It was great having you and talking with you. And those that haven't had a chance to talk to me directly, it's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called The Witch's Inn. I'd like you guys to join. Please feel free to call in because Reverend Adam made an appearance this past week, too.
Yeah.
And he came in and he helped co-host the show to help get it off the air, get it on the air, and get it off to a good start. So thank you again, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome.
Very nice of you.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and take callers today, as usual, in a few minutes. And we will take callers with a single question on any topic within your lives that you choose to ask. We do want to go ahead and thank you for calling in and being patient on our show. As you know, we are trying to do new segments in the beginning of the show before taking callers. And Jay Tree has a segment for you today. And take it away, Jay Tree.
Thank you. It's great to go ahead and give some more wit and wisdom and insight of how Wicca works and how we are all connected in the universe. How each and every one of us and every living thing, we're all connected in one way or another, and that has a ripple effect. And a lot of people say to me, they go, Jay, why is it that I can make a big difference if I'm just one person? And you, throughout history,
yep,
what do you see? You see one person standing alone, making a stand, making a change. You know, it's the choice of using bags that are reusable as opposed to getting the plastic bags.
Right.
There was back in times where we didn't have plastic bags, and they did just introduce plastic bags into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it, and it was always paper or plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we always just go to paper because it's so versatile and it's biodegradable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can all make changes with that. There's a lot of times too that people are starting off with a new religion, a new path, a new choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting away from things that they're conditioned to, and they want to know some things about different aspects and how things are affecting them.
That's correct.
And tonight what I'd like to do is, we've got 2 days before the full moon rolls in, so I think that we should do a little short segment on that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know how the moon, it's full because not only is it full, but it gets closer to the Earth, and that's what causes these supermoons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it makes that significant little bit of a difference.
Oh, it does.
And it illuminates the sky, for one, but also it makes the moon look like it's larger than it actually is, and that's where we get the supermoons from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these moons, this moon that we have, which orbits every 28 days, we have different phases of the moon. We have different things that happen with the moon. With the full moon, it's a good time to clean your crystals, to make my personal favorite moonbeam water, because it comes in handy with spells as well as with cleansing. You can clean crystals. You can clean your precious stones, your semi-precious stones. You can put your amulets out. You can put your bracelets out. You can put everything out. So that way the moonbeams cleanse everything. Now, while the moon is full, too, we have to take in consideration that there's a lot of things that, for instance, the tide with the oceans, the way it is affected with the moon, the way it gets closer to the Earth, and how that affects the tide,
mm-hmm.
How it affects people's sleeping patterns, how
That's
it makes
correct.
People... cray cray, as it were. That's why they call them lunatics. It's one of those wonderful nature's gifts, actually, that it's wonderful to have, because we take so many things for granted. We have the sun that's out for the first time in probably 28 days. And it was listed as, what is this unidentified object that's up in the sky? The police station was all up and roar about it and everything, because people haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah.
So, and of course, we know that The moon, the reason why it's so bright is because it gets the illumination from the sun, which is on the opposite side of the world.
Mm.
So that's where we get duality, and we get the moon, which is bright.
Right.
We get the sun, which is bright, but it reflects off the moon. That's why we have a dark side of the moon as well.
That is correct.
So, I mean, these are all things that a lot of people, they don't know, or they forget because they don't take astronomy in school, or they are just...
They're oblivious.
I wouldn't say oblivious. It's just that they lose touch with everything.
That's true.
And when we have someone who is as spiritual and walks the path that I do, as well as you, Reverend Adam,
mm-hmm.
I'm very in tune with my craft. I'm very in tune with the moon. I'm very in tune with the earth and how everything is all affected. So one of the things I'd like to do tonight, to kind of get away from the moon, but it's kind of the same thing. It's when you're... when you're getting ready to cast, I personally am known as a caster. I'm a white witch, and I cast, meaning that I do spells and I put things into place. Everything that is put into place is done with purest light as well as with the purest intention. And everybody that is a caster, we believe in the power 3x3, which we just got on my show on Wednesday night. So when we are casting, it's which direction that we want to face. So there's many things that have correspondence, like the north corresponds to the element of the earth, face north for health issues, healing of the body, spirituality, increasing or developing your intuition, using some type of divination for transcending the physical and trying to communicate with someone telepathically, and in asking for guidance from whoever or whatever you call your higher power. This is the most powerful direction. So if you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in a single God, or you believe in Buddha, or you believe in the God and Goddess, as we do, or you believe in the Hindu direction, in Hinduism, or any other religion, you want to remember that you are facing north to ask for guidance from whoever or whatever you call your higher power.
Right.
Now, the south corresponds with the element of fire. Face south for love issues, relationships of any kind, creative and artistic pursuance, anything of a romantic or emotional nature. East corresponds to the element of air. Face east for career issues, strength, clarity, new business opportunities, financial matters, and any endeavor requiring extra energy, healing of the mind, and new beginnings. And last, of course, is west. This corresponds to the element of water. Face west for letting go and moving on, increasing self-esteem, forgiving yourself or someone else, cleansing, and unconditional love.
Man.
So those are the four directions, as well as the element that they are coinciding with. So that should help out anybody as well. Whether you are on any path in your life, if you change those four directions when you are doing your prayers and you're speaking out your truth and you are looking for guidance and whatever it is, just remember those are the four elements. Those are the four points, north, south, east, and west, as well as that is the direction that you want to turn for whatever it is that you're looking to get an answer on.
That is correct. You know, it's interesting because even in the Christian faith and the Catholic faith, and even in Muslim culture, it's not been unknown to get certain help from certain directions. A lot of times you see in Hinduism, Christianity, Catholicism, and in Judaism, as well as the Muslim faith, everybody likes to have the altar in the east. Also, in Catholicism or Christianity, you have the four main angels that face the four main directions. So you have Uriel, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, and they're all in each individual direction. So we're going to go ahead and end that segment for today. Thank you for sharing, J-Tree. I do have one final note on that. Remember, our thoughts become our reality. We are speaking of energy of the mind, body, and soul connection. Everything we think is what we see. If we always feel negative, we only think negative, then only negative will be a part of our lives.
And remember, always, if you're looking for God, welcome to give me a call. My phone number is listed on my website, which is wiccantreeoflife.com. You can also reach me by Gmail, which is wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. It's my email address. My personal phone number is 678-791-8913. Please feel free to call or text, and please leave me a message when you call so I know that it's important.
Wonderful. The same applies to services through myself over at merlinstaff.com. That is merlinstaff.com for all of your psychic reading needs as well. You can also reach me at 443-319-3366. That is my personal cell phone number in order to get a hold of me when you want to set up sessions. Sessions are available for booking online or over the phone. Our first caller will be brought on momentarily. Please, when we bring you on air, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question as we bring in each caller. Our first caller tonight is area code 954. First three digits are 614. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi, thank you. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from New York.
Yes, hello,
Sharon.
How are
you this evening? Hi,
we're
how
doing
are you?
Wonderful.
Good, good. I was just wondering if you see a relationship, a good one for me this year, something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do see a good, positive relationship for you this year. It's actually going to come up around right before October. I'm forgetting the name of that month. Hold on.
September.
Okay. It's going to come up in September for you, and it's going to be an unexpected meeting. Okay. So we want you out there. We want you, you know, keeping your mind and your eyes open, but it's going to be an unexpected meeting.
All right. Okay. All right.
You.
Well, thank you so much.
May I ask you, 954 is a Florida number. Have you been in Florida?
I used to live there, and then I moved back to New York.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Sure.
Yeah, I am a New Yorker, New York, Florida, then back to New York. So.
Yeah.
Sure. One of the things that you can do to help yourself with this, too, is you can buy yourself a red candle and put intention into it and say, I'm looking for love in my life with a man who is, and be specific when you light that candle.
Yeah.
And just get one of the regular little candles, do that for yourself, and keep lighting it, keep putting the intention into it, and dadgummit, you're going to get it.
Right. You set that intention, you know. Be specific. Don't be afraid of being specific. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they, you know, I want them to be. This is the kind of personality, the kind of humor I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the kind of stability that I want. And when you put it out there and you say it out loud to the universe, to God, to the highest power, whatever you want to call it, it happens. And it can happen very quickly, you know.
No, that I know. You have to set the intention, and it does work. Both. Thank you so much, guys, and have a great weekend.
Welcome.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller is going to be 111111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam.
Hey there. How are we doing today?
Again, honored to talk to the best of the field. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweetie. We've got a lot more blessings coming.
I know. I have a question, please. And I'm trying to get this man here to give me more hours, but I'm not sure he's going to be there tomorrow because we had a little argument and last week, and I think I heard, but not about what I think I went too deep what I was saying, but it has to be done.
Yeah, I understand, sweetie. We definitely see that you're going to get the more hours, okay? Just be patient with it right now.
Is he gonna be there tomorrow?
I'm not sure about tomorrow, but I'll try and work on it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, many blessings.
Thank you, and I'll text you back when I get a chance.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All right, next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing wonderful, Des. How you doing?
All right. My question is, I have a lady friend, we're kind of close, but I know she's going through a little bit of turmoil because her daughter had a baby and the baby's having some complications, and I know she's stressed out, but I don't know what's really going on. I haven't heard from her about a week and a half, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
Did you come to the show
yesterday? Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, like we told you before, we're still kind of seeing the same thing. There's a bit of a blockage there, you know? And whatever that blockage is has to be removed.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There is a spiritual issue going on, and that spiritual issue has to be removed. Something isn't quite right with them. Now, you can reach out to them. You can try and contact them. See what you can do. But until you hear from them, that answer will remain the same from us.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Great. All right.
All right. Next caller today is area code 805. First three digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam and J-Tree. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, area code 805. First three digits are 617. You are live and on air. Okay, try and come back to you if we can. Next caller today is area code 401. First three digits are 641. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm calling from Rhode Island. And I do not have a specific question lined up, but I feel as though I was bud here tonight through spirit.
Okay, Carrie. Do I have that name correct?
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Okay, wonderful. Give me one moment here, and I'm going to tune in and see what I'm getting, because I'm feeling like there is a reason you were led to the show tonight, and I'm feeling like this reason is because of what we are capable of doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So give me one moment. We're going to tune in.
Absolutely.
And we're going to see what we can find out.
Thank you.
Yeah, the first thing that I'm seeing is you're trying to accomplish something, but every time you turn around, you're meeting a blockade. You're meeting some kind of blockade. You've done a lot of spiritual work on evolving and raising your vibration, but there's a blockade every time you turn around. And hello?
Yeah. No, I was agreeing.
Oh, okay. And so you're seeing what I'm telling you. You understand. Okay. And then what kind of physical problem came up lately? It's something very small.
Yeah. Well, the blockade that you're mentioning is my relationship. It's been a long-term relationship, unmarried.
Yeah.
That's a short version, but it caused me a physical defect, if you will, last week, where I had to get medical attention, and he's also in that profession. Short version. So very.
Oh,
effective.
Really? How weird is that?
911.
Maybe
yes.
That was some kind of psychological maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was there any?
I'm actually scheduled to have a little procedure. I don't know if it's called little, but again, it wasn't self-inflicted. It's on my finger on Tuesday. So you're 100% correct.
Okay. Was there any cheating involved?
Yes. That's
okay.
Come to light. We just own property together. And it's
okay.
A lot of, I'm very spiritual, but it's my deceased family members. Yeah. So I think that's what led me here, my father. Thank you for being his
guest
right
now.
I got
you. And then there is a demonic attack that's taken place through transference. Do you know what I mean?
I have a feeling because there's the women involved. Yes, they're very.
Yeah.
I'm a Catholic per se. I mean, I'm raised Catholic, but they're very Christian, and I don't feel the Christianity.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Do you mind if we take down your number and give you a call for a private session?
I would love that.
Okay. Give me one moment. I've got to get a number card out for you. And then we'll go from there. Because you're going to need a private session and you're going to need some work done to remove the negative transference. Okay. I work as a professional exorcist in the background, and I do also do remote work. I don't know where your number's from, so I'm just going to take down your number.
In Rhode Island.
Huh? Rhode Island? Okay.
Smallest state, biggest problem.
That makes sense. Okay. One moment.
I try to find the left situation, you know?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, and how do I spell your first name?
K-E-R-I.
K-E-R-I. Okay, I got you. All right, and I've got that written down. What you need is going to be a lot more than what I can share on the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there was transference that needs to get removed. Obviously, I feel that there's other issues going on. It's spread into other areas, and in other areas, it's starting to demolish or pull down your connections. So it might be affecting friendships. It might be affecting other places as well. Okay. So we'll get to this when we do the call. I will try and call you after the show. If not, it will be sometime tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'm available whenever, and obviously really appreciate your willingness to do that. We'll be compensated. I mean, I really appreciate that. I'm glad I was left here tonight. Is there anything you can offer me on air just to maybe help others who might be in a similar situation?
Yep. Well, I mean, we are going to call you, and we'll have a session, but I'll go over pricing and everything with you.
Absolutely. And then if there's anything you can leave me with. Just to give the other callers some guidance.
Yeah, we've got other callers here, so we're going to have to go to the other callers now, but we wish you love and light, and we will give you a call.
Thank you. I'll sit and listen.
Thank you. All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 267. First three digits are going to be 312. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello, Donna.
Hello, it's Donna. I was in a relationship, and we had broke up about two years ago. And, we've been going back and forth talking. He was just having financial problems. But he stopped answering my texts for a little bit because he lives 3 hours away. But it's a long story, but do you see him? He says he's going back to his country, Turkey. I don't believe it. Do you see another woman involved, or is he just playing games again, or what do you see around him? His name is Oregon.
All right. You know, J-Tree, are you getting anything on this?
I'm not getting anything at all now.
Yeah, my first inkling is that he's got a shield up. Somehow he knows spirituality, or he knows how to shield himself and hide things. But I'm getting a player energy off of this right now. There is another woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm getting the whole factor here, not to trust, not to revisit the past.
Okay, just not to trust him.
Yep. No trust. No. Mm-mm. This is a big no-no. They're saying you're only going to get hurt again.
Okay. Can you tell me why he keeps doing this?
Yeah, we're supposed to only do one question per caller. I will say this. A person that does this sort of thing repeats that pattern. Okay, because there is something wrong with them, and that goes back to childhood, psychological issues.
Oh, okay.
All
right,
right.
Thank you
for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break for one moment, please, and we'll be right back with you. All right, we are back, and it looks like we have just two more callers for the evening. We're going to try and take you here. If we already have, we do apologize. Next caller today is going to be area code 917. First three digits are going to be 538. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Hi, this is Candy calling from New Jersey. And my question
yes,
is... what do you see in terms of my job, my career?
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is some... see, what I'm getting is a difficult energy to this. And I'm feeling like this difficult energy is not so much of a blockage, but it's like it's just holding you in the same space.
There's somebody at work that doesn't like her.
Yeah. And it's like it's
okay.
Not getting rid of her,
hear
but it's holding her there. You there? Hello?
Yeah, I can't barely hear you guys. Somebody's talking in the background. I can't hear what he's saying.
Okay, can you say that again?
I had said that there's somebody at work that's standing in your way, somebody that does not care for you.
Okay.
But they're doing it secretly. They're not doing it like it's not public knowledge. It's, you know, it's somebody that's behind the scenes almost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're not doing enough to get rid of you, but they're doing enough to keep you in a kind of paused or still state.
It's like they want you to do more training, or they want you to have a little bit more knowledge. They have
it's excuses.
Stuck in a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like you're not going to get anywhere there. I'm feeling like it's time to move on.
But now is not the time to move. You got to wait a little bit longer. There's going to be something that's in your path.
It's going
to
reveal.
Gonna come to you, and it's going to be revealed. And that's when you're going to want to
okay.
go. That's the
okay.
moment that you're
waiting
for.
Where you're treated better, where you're appreciated, where you're given what your value, your skills are worth.
Yeah, that's it. The value, that's
yeah.
what it's going to overshadow.
Yeah.
That's going to be the whole thing. It's, if somebody knows your value that's out there, are you on LinkedIn or any
yes.
other kind of business? Are you? Okay.
Yes.
What I would suggest is if it's not updated, update it now.
Mm-hmm.
And people will start coming to your they'll start coming to your LinkedIn profile, and somebody's going to reach out to you from there.
Okay.
That is correct.
That could be. Yeah, LinkedIn and all the other stuff. Yeah, so basically they closed one place, they put me in another place, then they put me in two different places in one time, and now they're moving me in one place because there's going to be somebody else moving in the other. I don't really want to work in that place where they're putting me. That's a really challenging place, and I'm waiting. There's going to be something else opening up in 2 months, and that's more in alignment with what I would like to do, maybe. But
right.
for the time being, at least, I'm enjoying my work. But it's not what I asked the universe for. What I asked the universe for closed down. So at least I got some of it before I was, like, moved
right.
here and there.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's not
you
bad.
You know,
but
it's going to unfold for you, because when
yes.
the universe sees you stuck and it sees you in a position where someone is keeping you kind of complacent against your own will, then what's going to happen is the universe is going to step in and it's going to intervene and it's going to say, oh, no, 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 no. And it's going to give you what you deserve, and it's going to take that other person down to the level they were keeping you at.
Okay. Wow, that sounds fair, right?
It is fair.
It's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
so
guys.
So we've got to wish you the best upon that journey, and let us know how that works for you, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you, guys. Blessings and love. Appreciate
blessings
you guys.
And love and light.
They're like two brothers behind my back.
Yep. We've got you. Thank you. Good night. Our next and final caller for this evening will be 202, first three digits are 394. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go directly into your single question. Alrighty. Hello, callers. Area code 202. First three digits are 394. You are live and on air. Okay.
Well, it's a shame that the show has to come to an end. It's been a great week. It's been a great day. I'm so happy and blessed just to be able to open up my eyes. My whole day started off really crappy. I woke up in a start this morning thinking I was late for work. Anybody that works with me that's listening in, ha ha ha, joke's on me.
Right.
I woke up at 7:30 and I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to make it to work on time. And then I was like, oh, I've got to send my boss an email. And I'm like, all of a sudden, like, I kind of like got back in and I was like, wait a minute. It's Saturday morning. You need to go get your eyes checked today.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a funny start to my morning. I haven't had a morning like that in a long time. I did still end up saying my prayers in the morning like I always do. You know, when I hit the ground, it's I give thanks. It's the first thing I do, and I do it three times.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the power of the universe understands and knows, because nobody's guaranteed tomorrow.
True.
We do have the new show that's coming up again this Wednesday night. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's called The Witch's Inn. It's going to be on the same platform as this, so please tune in. Don't forget to go ahead and subscribe to my emailing list on Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Wiccan, treeoflife.com. You can email me at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. My personal phone number again is 678-791-8913. I do tarot readings. I do energy healings. There's a multitude of things that are now on the website that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of good things that are going on, and I encourage you to be part of my community as well. Reverend Adam was talking tonight about manifestation and what it is that you're looking for. And it's funny how Reverend Adam manifested me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. you know, one day after 7 years of celibacy and just working and trying to focus on self-mastery and disciplined and meditation, because I got so frustrated with the world around me as a counselor and a minister, I wanted to just kind of take that time for me, you know. And 7 years had passed, and that's the deadline I gave myself. And I got frustrated one day as I put myself back on the market again, and I was like, you know, I don't want to go through online. I don't want to go through all this other, you know, BS to be able to manifest a person of quality, because nobody of real good quality, or very few of real good quality, are out there online and through these other means. And I got frustrated. So I went out and I said, you know, God, this is what I really would like. This is what I really would enjoy in my life. And I gave every detail I possibly could, and right down to picking the letter of the alphabet that I wanted. And I said, I wanted a letter of the alphabet. I'm going to pick a letter of the alphabet, which would be the beginning letter of their first name at the very least, if not their name itself. And it was going to be a letter of the alphabet that would be something nobody would normally pick. Like, it wouldn't be a common name or a common letter. So I picked J, and certainly got what I asked for, every detail possible, right down to the letter of the alphabet being the actual name.
In the car, too.
Yeah.
I was driving a white car.
And the white car, I asked for a white car with plenty of room, and we have it. So it's amazing what manifestation can do. It's amazing when you put that intention out there, when you set that intention with God, your highest power, whatever you want to refer to it as, it all goes back to the same source in the end. When you set that intention, it really does happen. All right. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to Debates, tonight's show. Please stay tuned for next Saturday at 8 p.m. as well. And on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have The Witches Inn, which you can also tune into through Psychic Talk Radio's platform here on Blog Talk. So once more, namaste, love and light. Good night.
Love and light. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love and healing.